Hey, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for having it on. Talking with Dave McMahon. He's the general manager of Las Vegas Indoor Skydiving. Thanks for coming over here, man.
No problem. Pleasure to be here, my friend.
Indoor skydiving. There's a concept. How did that happen?
We are the first one ever in the United States, originally opened in 1982, believe it or not.
Wow.
It was, you know, being used for the military and all kinds of other stuff, and then they started putting humans over it, and then one guy in Canada built one in his backyard and decided in a grain silo and a diesel motor, and then they said, let's franchise it.
Wow. All right. So how does it, a lot of people are going, wait, how do you skydive indoors? How does that work? What do you do? How does it work?
So we simulate the free fall aspect of skydiving, right? So we don't do the parachute part or anything like that. We simulate from when you leave the plane until you pull your parachute.
Okay.
So the body position and all that stuff is what we teach you, and we create a column of air that's 12 feet wide, 23 feet tall, in a big padded room and a trampoline basically in the middle.
Oh, okay.
You go through a little class. We're going to teach you, you know, the basics of your body position, hand signals. You can't talk in there. Wear earplugs.
So loud, right?
Totally. Yeah. And you're wearing earplugs, so it's all hand signals, and you go in with an instructor, the same instructor that taught you all the tutelage and got you all geared up. You got to wear big baggy suit, helmet, goggles, gloves, earplugs, all that good stuff. Then you get in and we bring you over the column of air and you fly just as if you were to jump out of an airplane.
Well, I would have to assume it's significantly less terrifying than jumping out of an airplane.
We do specialize in scaredy cats and first timers.
Okay.
For sure.
Awesome. Do people maybe start with that and go on to actually skydive? Is that like...
Typically, yeah. I did. Sorry. I went to the wind tunnel, you know, I was born and raised here, and it was always around when I was a kid, and so finally got to go there, and I did that for a few years before I jumped, but we get people constantly coming in going, I'll never jump out of a plane, but I'll do this.
Right.
And I'd say 50% of them, when they get done flying, go, I maybe.
We'll think about it. How did you get into this racket?
Honestly, I knew about it because, you know, it was the first one ever. So it'd been around since 82, so I'm old, and so I was old enough to know then. And then in about 1998, me and my brother were at you know those Thanksgivings you go to and you're like, oh, this is the worst. We were at one of those.
Okay.
And we did what we call sniper out.
Right.
And we were like, man, I heard that indoor skydiving place is reopened, because it actually closed down for a little bit and reopened in 95. And so we snuck away. They happened to be open on Thanksgiving, and me and my brother went and flew and loved it. So then I brought back a couple friends. I was playing music at the time, and I brought my bass player and my guitarist, and we all flew, and it was so much, super fun. They went downstairs, obviously much smarter than myself. They went downstairs and applied for jobs, and they got them. And I was like, I want to work here. So there became instructors, and I just kept coming in to fly and eventually kept bugging them enough for a job. And then next thing you know, somebody got fired, and I was like, hey, man, how are you?
Hello.
Yes. That's kind of typically how it works there, too.
Yeah.
People come in and they start flying and they just become addicted, and you realize, I'm not going to be able to pay for all the times I really want to do this.
Right.
Y'all hiring?
It is kind of a Vegas institution. Like you say, it's been here forever. How, you get famous people in there?
Lots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All the time. We get, everybody comes to Vegas at one point, right?
Right.
So let me think. Who we just had was, UFC fighter Valentina Shevchenko.
Oh, wow.
Flyweight. Oh, I'm terrible for not remembering that. Champion.
Okay.
She's UFC champion, just came in and was there. We've had everybody from Tim Duncan, basketball player. Leonardo DiCaprio's been there.
Wow.
Travis Pastrana's a really good friend of ours, comes in all the time.
Right.
It's an extreme thing. People got to kind of want to do it. You know, the guys from Jackass and Nitro Circus have come in quite a bit, and
sure,
I can't talk about all the things we've done in there with them, but as you can imagine, you know, when I started there too, it was definitely sort of the Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd figured it out, but we were still like, well, what can you do in here?
Right.
So once again, I can't confirm or deny that we
what
did
happens
some
here
stuff.
Stays here, right?
100%, man.
So can anybody do it? Can kids do it?
Absolutely. I took my daughter in on her second birthday for the first time, actually.
Wow.
She'd been around it since the womb, so she
right.
was comfortable with it. We say 40 pounds as a minimum, which is about the 4 or 5 year old, cognitive enough to understand, you know, body position and hand signals and whatnot. But we'll take as young as we'll go. What we actually screen for the most, anybody can fly, yes. However, we have some weight maximums that are, you know, based on gender and height.
Okay.
And then neck, back, shoulder injuries are like the three things we look for. It's a sport. It's not as much a thrill ride as it is a sport. dislocating shoulders, bad neck or back. If a doctor says you should not be doing athletic activity, you are not a candidate.
Right. Okay. And so you can do book parties and stuff too, right?
Oh, yeah, man. We have a really cool event space. We do birthday parties, team buildings, strange parties. We do all kinds of stuff. You know, we've had full buyouts where they did the place up really weird and the flying was only part of it.
Right.
You know, and they used the rest of the place for all kinds of partying. But it is most definitely an event oriented place.
And it's been there, well, like we said, it's been there forever. It's on
Convention Center Drive. Yeah, right there, just north of the Encore and the Wynn, right between Vegas Boulevard and Paradise. We're kind of right now bookended by two huge things of construction with Resorts World coming up all big and the Convention Center, which is a whole nother beast that's just massive right now. So yeah, it's right there.
And the parking is free, which is is Vegas how it's supposed to be in Vegas.
the time we came up in, you know, is like we don't have two things. It's free parking and we don't have a resort fee.
Right.
So that's cool.
Right. Exactly. Good to know. So how do people book? You go online?
Absolutely, sir. You can go online and book through there. We're on a bunch of websites, but the best way is book direct, or you can call us. We also take walk-ins. There's classes starting every 30 minutes. First one's at 10 a.m., last one's at 7 p.m. So we accept walk-ins on a first-come, first-served basis, but you can book ahead, pay for your time, and that's your spot.
So it's VegasIndoorSkydiving.com is the website.
Correct.
So hit that. Anything else we should know about this place?
It is such a historical place for this town that, being the first indoor skydiving facility for public use is no joke, because when I started there in 98, there was two wind tunnels in the United States, us and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Now there's, I believe, 60-something.
Wow.
And across the world, there's over 200 plus. So it's a very, very fast-growing sport that people are becoming more and more aware of, especially because of things like this, which we appreciate you allowing us to, you know, get the word out.
Right.
Especially out there on the highway if you're driving by yourself. Think about some into Wisconsin. It is most definitely something that this town should be proud of, you know. And if you come to Las Vegas, everybody can go do a show. Everybody can go, you know, and then to dinners.
Right.
We have people that come back all the time. They're like, they come back to fly and they're like, we got home and nobody remembered any nightclub we went to. They don't remember any of the restaurants, maybe kind of what they had there, but we all talked about flying.
Right.
So it really does take a Las Vegas vacation and an adventure, and it is always a cool twist on it because it's not your normal thing and it gets people out of their comfort zone.
You guys that do it all the time, you're inventing new tricks and flips and stuff like that. I imagine you guys, is it like surfing almost, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's so evolving. And we put on an event called Tunnel Jam every year. This past year, it was to benefit St. Jude's Ranch.
Right.
And we, you know, all the proceeds go to it, but it's a big competition. And that competition does definitely spark everybody trying to evolve their tricks. And, you know, I'm old enough now that I've retired a few of the tricks that were like, we'll call death-defying, and truly I should be dead with some of the tricks I've done. But they're taking them and adding twists to it. And I'm like, you guys are just crazy.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
How did you even throw a twist in with your double flip towards the wall and then come off it? And all these different variations, which blow my mind still after 20 plus years of doing it, I still get blown away.
Nice. It's VegasIndoorSkydiving.com is the website. And that's the general manager, Dave McMahon. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you so much, brother.
You can hear our entire conversation at highwayradio.com. Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.